Okay, good evening. So tonight we're going to finish Siman Reish Mem Zayin. We are holding Siman Reish Mem Zayin. Se'iv Gimel is on page 22, Yud Aleph on the days in the Mishnah Berurah. So says the Shulchan Aruch and Se'iv Gimel. In Mishachar Liyam and Davakatzah B'chol Yom V'Alichasah B'chazarasah. Continuing our discussion of bringing letters, of sending a Nachri to bring a letter for you. So if you hire the guy by the day, and you set a set amount for each day that he's going to go and come back, Elashena Makbid Imo. But you're not going to be makbid about which day he chooses to go to deliver the letter. So imu be'erev Shabbos aser dikshiel to be Shabbos niru kilu hisni mokach. So if it's on erev Shabbos that he's going, that's going to be a problem because it looks like you had sent him dafka to go on Shabbos. But the clear implication is that any earlier than erev Shabbos would not be a problem at all. That would be entirely mutter. That it's only on erev Shabbos that it's going to be a problem. If you take a look at Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Gimel im sechara liyamim ratzalom. Even though we said before that if you were kotzeitz damim, if you set an amount that you're going to be paying, that it's mutter to go even on erev Shabbos. That's when you pay him for the job a set amount. Because then he's working for himself. He's doing it for his own purposes, and it's not at all recognizable that he's doing this in the for the Jewish person. Aval kishascharu liyamim shekotziv lo schar bad kol yom. But if you hire him by the day, where you're paying him for an entire day, avshenu makbilov masayelich. Even though you're not being makbil as far as when he goes, vadaiti dinavshei avin pulaso gambazeh. In that sense, he's working adaiti dinavshei, and therefore lefichach adiv milo katzatz klal. In a certain sense, it's better than not being kotziv damim because you are kotziv damim to a degree, not by the job but by the day. Umutzer bedal veheyaf ludasam. Meaning, had it been a case where you were not kotzeitz damim at all, it would be much worse. But it'll be here where if you're not kotzeitz damim, it's much worse. But over here, since you were kotzeitz a little bit, so it's mutter on Wednesday or Thursday, according to the Mechaber, mikal makom kishasochro be'erev Shabbos aser. But nevertheless, when you hire him on erev Shabbos, it's aser. The kibbutz yotzei take up the Shabbos near kilu hisni mo kachu b'shluchuso halech. That since you hired him on erev Shabbos, it looks like he's doing your bidding on Shabbos with your instruction to do so. Me'achshenos lo schar b'alayom, because you're giving him payment for that day. So essentially what the Mishnah is telling us is that the Shulchan Aruch is coming up with a third category, meaning we had a category of katzatz where it was automatically mutter, and then low katzatz where we had, you know, we continued out building that tree that depends whether kviya bedor or low kviya bedor, all of that stuff. But now he's telling us there is a middle category between katzatz and low katzatz, and that is if it's katzatz liyom and not katzatz for the pu'ula. So in such a case, it's going to be mutter as long as it's not yet Erev Shabbos. It's going to be mutter anytime prior to Erev Shabbos. But on Erev Shabbos itself, it's going to be aser. Sivkat and yudalid be'erev Shabbos av b'yom chamishi mutter. Already on Thursday, it's mutter. Now, uladas ha-ramah le'el b'hagah, according to the Ramah that we already learned, afilu lo katzas klal mutter b'yom chamishi. The Ramah had said that it's mutter even if you were not katzatz on Yom Chamishi, right? Meaning we already learned that this is only a chiddush according to the Mechaber, that it's mutter on Yom Hei, right? According to the Ramah, we already learned previously that it's already mutter on Yom Hei. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah is pointing out, that for an Ashkenazi, there's absolutely no new ground that is being broken here in Se'if Gimel. It's only Lefi, the sheet of the Mechaber, that we're actually breaking any new ground here in Se'if Gimel. Moving on to Se'if Dalet. If the guy says, don't pay him, you know, he's doing it for free, he's not expecting any money, I feel in the son of Lober of Shabbos mutter, then even if you give it to him on Friday, it's mutter. Because the Einu Yehudi is doing this on his own, and it's only he's only doing it because he has a good relationship, or he wants to show some akar satov for some previous thing that the Jew had done for him, and therefore it says if he was katzatz damim. And remember, katzatz damim is mutter. Says the Rama, v'yesh cholkim usirulu, the kol shos b'chinam aser. And no, if he's doing it for free, then it's aser. And that's worse than being katzatz damim. V'tov lahachmir. And we should be machmir about that. But then the Yehudi is one that starts the conversation and he says, I'll do it for free. Then for sure it's going to be mutter in that case. So in Sif Dalid, what the Mechaber told us is that if the Einu Yehudi is doing it for free, then it's going to be mutter even on Erev Shabbos. And because we view that as if it was Kotetz Damim. And the Rama says, no, I don't. I think that that's worse and that you need to be machmir if he's doing it on if he's doing it for free, unless he's the one that initiated the idea of doing it for free. If he's the one that initiated the idea, then it's going to be mutter. Now, why? What's this all about? So take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Shari'enu yudi me'e lov, sifkat and tezvav, pirish te'ena yisrael kofa osav al kach, the Jew's not forcing him to do this on his own. He's saying, I'll take your letter. We're assuming that the reason he's doing this is for some favor you've already done for him. So this is just reciprocity for what you had done for him. So that's like katzat, meaning it's like having a set amount, because that which you paid him, it's already been paid. And so whatever you're doing for him, it's already been done. It's something that was already in the past. Oh, so that's like katzat zamim, and that's why it's going to be mutter. The v'tov lahachmir, however, the Rama says no, it's not good, and we need to be machmir. From the Rama, it sounds like really we paskin like the mechaber said, but it's tov to be machmir. V'chein b'taz mashma to daito k'deir rishonim. The taz also sounds like we really paskin like the mechaber. Avul b'darkei Moshe simrishon beis mashma to daito k'ayesh cholkin. However, in the Darkei Moshe, it really sounds like we paskin like this day of v'chein b'levush v'al yirab simin zeh mashma do asur b'chinam, that it's us if he's doing it for free. V'alkein me'a nochon shik tzov lo'al kol panim eze davar mu'at avur zeh. So in order to satisfy every opinion, the best thing to do is to be kotzeit something, is to set some amount that you're going to pay him. V'avei k'kotzeit, kivin shekib b'lov shi ez escharo, once he's taken that as eschar, v'chein kotzeit b'chayi adam, and that's what the Chayi Adam writes as well. Meaning, what we glean from this is that the Mechaber holds that if the guy is willing to do it free, it probably means whatever you're going to pay him, you've already done. And therefore, that's like katzat stamim, whereas the Rama is choshesh, no, he's agreeing to do it for free because he wants a favor in return. And that's lo katzat stamim. We have no idea what that favor in return is going to be, and that's going to be even worse. And the Rama says, tov lahachmir, so the Mishnah Berurah has two deos. Does tov lahachmir mean, really, it's mutter, but it's just good to be machmir? Or does tov lahachmir really mean that you need to be machmir? And Mishnah Berurah seems to assume that really you do need to be machmir, unless the way out of being machmir is by setting some fee so that it has a din like katzat damin. See if hey maybe Yehudi holich me'atzmol l'makom acher v'yisrael nosen lo yigeres mutter b'chol gavna. So if the non-Jew is going on his own to the other place, I mean, he's going there anyway, and you're like, oh, you're going up to Kaylee, do me a favor, bring me bring my kid this every time I come have a trunk full of odds and ends, so bring this belt and this letter and this whatever, so his glasses and whatever, so okay, fine. So then they knew Yehudi's going anyway, so then it's going to be mutter b'chol gavna. Says the Mishnah Berurah Simchat Miyotzayin holich me'atzmo v'im yodeh shemar b'adarach b'shvilo aser. Now if you know that he's going out of his way for you, then it's going to be aser b'chol gavni, even though you didn't, you were not kotzeitz, and it's just stam. We said in Sifal that when it's not kotzeitz, that's a real problem when there's not kvias bedor. Why is it a problem? Because we're afraid he's going to come to where he's supposed to go, and then he's going to see that the person he's supposed to deliver it to is not there, and he's going to go try chasing him around to find him on Shabbos. Over here it's mutter in our case, Kivan she'enein yudi halich b'shlichus ha'el sh'me'atzma ha'leich l'sham. He's not going to go running around looking for the guy because he's not going there on account of you sending him there. He's going there because he chose to go there. So b'vadayim lo even sending lo yichapes acharav. So if he can't find the guy that you asked him that you asked him to bring stuff to, so he's not going to go looking for him. V'davka yesh shehos lagia sham mibod yom. Now all of this is only mutter if there was time to get there mibod yom. Avol main shehos lagia sham mibod yom asra pazeh. If he wouldn't get there before Shabbos, then you're not even allowed to send when he's going anyway. You're not even allowed to send him with something. Davka lichasu b'shvil atzmohu, because even though he's going for himself, mikol makom hashenosei hamichtav u'b'shvil Yisrael, but the fact that he's carrying the letter, that's for you. V'da delita lo b'shabbos asul kuli alma filu kolech ba'olech me'atzmo. If the guy is going anyway to a particular place, but he's leaving on Shabbos, then for sure you're not allowed to give him the letter on Shabbos. Even if you already were kotzeitz l'schar, you already have a set amount, there's already a stamp on the envelope, and we know exactly what it's going to cost. That's why you cannot drop a letter in the mailbox on Shabbos. You should not leave something for the mailman to take, to ask the mailman to take on Shabbos. Now, if it was Arab Shabbos, that would be mutter, because katzatz damim is mutter. That even if you're not going to be, pay him over here, but nevertheless, you're going to need to pay him. Whoever sends him needs to pay him. Afilu makom sheish eruv, and even in a place where there is an eruv, afilu ade en Yehudi asur davar zeh, and even through an Yehudi, it's usher to send it on Shabbos. V'lamani k'tzitz al Shabbos gufa. Very important point the Mishnah Berurah is making is that this whole din, this whole kula, that if it's katzatz damim and everything's mutter, everything means sending mail on Erev Shabbos. Sending mail on Shabbos is going to be usher. Ach b'makom hefsid gadol yesh la'atik v'kei gavn d'day shvus l'shvus makom seyda d'mutter. But if it's a hefsid gadol, so then we follow the normal rules of Amirul l'nachri, where it's a shvus to shvus, you're asking to do a nisid rabbanon, and it's only Amirul l'nachri and a nisid rabbanon, and if it's a makom hefsid, so that's going to be mutter. V'shalom b'makom hefsid yesh la'achmir afilu b'erev Shabbos. And if it's not a makom hefsid, we should be machmir even on Erev Shabbos. Not ask a non-Jew to mail something for you on Shabbos. Even if it's a set price, if you're dafka asking him to do something on Shabbos, that is going to be much, much worse. And therefore, to ask a nachri, oh, do me a favor, send this out in the mail tomorrow, as you leave the office on Friday, to ask the nachri, do me a favor, send this out in the mail tomorrow on Shabbos. So that's going to be problematic. That is better not to do, says the Mishnah Berurah. Now the last seif in Siman Reish Mem Zayin, seif Vav, Mishi Yishol Sachar in Yehudi L'Shana El Yoser, also L'Shalchol Erev Shabbos B'Geres. If you have an employee who's named Yehudi, who you hire for a year or for more, you're not allowed to send them an Erev Shabbos as a letter, says Ramo, Miyum Lo Sachar Rak L'Shlichus Y'Geres, Yesh Matin Roshan Zval El Siman Reish Mem Dal Seif Hey. But if he's your personal letter carrier, and that's all you ever use him for, he's your courier, so then it's okay, then it's going to be mutter. And if you recall the svara that we learned back in Siman Reish Mem Dalet, is that if you have a guy to just do odds and ends for you to do whatever jobs you need to do, so by him doing it on Shabbos, it frees him up on Sunday to do other stuff for you. So you want him to be doing it on Shabbos. But if he's just your letter carrier, or just your tailor, or just your whatever, particular your scribe, or so then it doesn't matter to you when he does it, because you don't have enough work for him to be scribing all the time, or for him to be tailoring all the time, or for him to be letter carrying all the time. So then it doesn't really matter to you when he's going to be doing it. Sivkat and your test. The fact that you hire him for all year, that's not called katzatz damim. And therefore, it has the same din of lo katzatz damim. But we're a little more makel than a regular case of lo katzatz damim. In that, we're only going to be machmir on erev Shabbos. And he says, and I explained why in the Bir Halacha. And he explains in the Bir Halacha that even though you give him a salary for the whole year, that's not really katzatz damim, because the real reason that katzatz works is because the Jew has no benefit one way or the other. Because if the guy doesn't do it today, he'll do it the other day. But the non-Jews are daita to the nafshe of it to do it when. But in this case, where you hire him to do anything and everything for you for the whole year, so you're going to need him tomorrow for some other work, for some other job. So the Jew is going to benefit with the non-Jew doing that malacha, and therefore he becomes like your shliach. Why then is it only Asr on Friday? So he says at the end of that Bir Halacha, because I'm not 1,000% convinced of this Svara, that even though you're paying him a salary, we call that Lo Katzatz. So because I'm not 1,000% convinced that that's called Lo Katzatz, okay, so we could just be machmir in Erev Shabbos and make it any time before Erev Shabbos. Siv katan chav k'moshem zba'er le'el haynu day arishon asham desfir le dezeo nechshav kekatzatz ayin shabbatam mikol makom asur lomar lo she'elech b'Shabbos, because this is like the first day that we learned over there that hiring him for a year is considered like katzatz, and nevertheless you still can't ask him to go on Shabbos itself, only on Friday. Okay, so b'Hashem tomorrow we'll pick up the Siman Reish Mem Ches, which has a long introduction that helps us understand the whole siman. We'll get there, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful evening.